Last week marked 1 year since the Jacob Blake shooting in Kenosha, and that's prompted some in the community to ask, what's changed since then? That includes our next guest, who leads an organization that's been working on racial justice issues in Kenosha for more than two decades. Adeline Green is head of the Kenosha Coalition for Dismantling Racism. Adeline, thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Sure. Well, your group has been asking the question of community members, what has changed in Kenosha in the last year? You share some of the videos of people answering that on your Facebook page. What's your answer to that question? What has changed in your eyes?
Well, in my opinion, there has been just a little change in Kenosha since the Jacob Blake shooting. I don't think there's been anything really significant that changed since that time. We believe that people have been made more aware of the issue of racism in this community. I believe some people did not believe that racism existed in our small community of Kenosha. But I think it was an eye-opener for them when that incident happened right here in our small community. It really shocked a lot of people because we thought we were a really quiet community. They got along, you know, with everybody, and that probably, you know, if there was racism, there was very little racism that existed. And so I think it was an eye-opener for folks, and it raised their awareness level in terms of racism and how it can present itself in any community, including Kenosha.
As I mentioned, your organization has been working on these issues for much longer than 1 year. What to you are still some of the biggest priorities that you want to see people talking about and changing in Kenosha?
I'd like for people to have conversations with people who are different than them, who have a different experience than them, and I want them to read and understand how racism impacts people of color on a regular basis. Oftentimes, the white community doesn't even know that racism exists and that it comes in many different forms. It happens individually, it happens institutionally, and it has to happen systemically. And our organization attempts to educate people and make them aware of the many faces of racism so that they can do something to address issues in our community before they become bigger issues.
How do you get people together and have those conversations? Because people from different walks of life with different attitudes, it can be hard to get them to sit down together, much less have a productive conversation.
And you're absolutely right. What we had done pre-pandemic is that we would have actual community conversations on a particular topic. For example, we talked about health disparities. We talked about educational disparities. We talked about police and minority community relationships. And what we do is we pick a topic and we invite the community to come to a forum, and we have a panel of people who lay out the issues, and then we let the community respond to some of the things that the panel members discuss. We had been doing that in person prior to the pandemic. Now we do it virtually. We have courageous conversations, that's what we call them, and we do them on Zoom, and we do them every other month, and we pick a topic, and we invite people to come, and whoever wishes to learn about racism is invited to participate either visually or they can chime in and give their opinion. So I think bringing people together, it helps people understand another person's perspective, and hopefully through that understanding, we can make some impact and make some changes that will bring more positivity to this community.
That's on the person-to-person level. As far as local leaders, governmental leaders in particular, what kind of response have you seen from them over the last year when it comes to racial justice issues?
I wish that we could say that we have gotten lots of response from them in terms of our conversations, I'll say. Now, on their own, the mayor of Kenosha, the county executive of Kenosha, have started some initiatives that they hope will address some of the issues that have come to light as a result of the Jacob Blake situation. I know the mayor has started a task force that deals with inequities in the community, and so has the county exec. He started a racial and ethnic equity commission and invited people from the community and particularly people of color to participate on this committee, on this commission, to start to pick apart some of the policies, some of the things that have held people of color back in this community with the hope of making it better in the future.
We are talking about Kenosha just over a year after the Jacob Blake shooting. Adeline Green is with us, leader of the Kenosha Coalition for Dismantling Racism. There's also a group, policing issues have been a big part of the conversation, a group called the Kenosha Coalition Organizing Resolution, working on alternative policing strategies. Can you talk a little bit about the work you're seeing there?
Yes. This is an organization that has just been formed recently over the last few months, because you're correct that policing is a big issue in this community as well as other communities when it comes to interactions with minorities and people of color. And this particular group called the Kenosha Coalition Organizing Resolution is a collection of diverse young people primarily who want to engage both the community and law enforcement so that issues do not arise where they come to the point like the Jacob Blake situation where there is an unfortunate interaction that happens. And so they engage the community and they call themselves violence interrupters. So if there's something happening in the community, maybe a fight between neighbors or friends, they try to engage those folks in a conversation, de-escalate the situation before the police are called and it becomes something more serious. So far, this has been working pretty well in the community. They've also started block parties in many communities where they invite the people who are living in the community to come together and just have a celebration. They will give free haircuts to kids that need it. They give food. They have music. And it's just a nice way of community getting to know each other, getting to understand each other, and minimizing conflict within neighborhoods. So it's a new organization, but if they continue on this path, I think they're going to make a really big impact in the Kenosha community.
I think sometimes it's easy in the media to only show up and talk about a thing after something horrible happens. Would you like to, like the Jacob Blake shooting, would you like to see more attention on that kind of positive community building effort that you were just talking about?
Absolutely. I think it's important to build relationships and create understanding amongst people. You know, you concentrate sometimes on the differences amongst people, but there are so many more commonalities that people have if they just come together and have a conversation. And so I, for one, am a proponent of communication, education, conversation that helps people get to know each other and to build relationships that will make the community more productive and help everybody in the long run. So, yes, the more positive things that can happen in this community, the better.
And how about, I should ask about relationships between community groups like yours and the local police department, a big concern in Kenosha and a lot of other places in the country. Do you see any bridges being built or productive conversations starting to happen?
I'm going to say I'm hopeful those conversations will happen. I believe that with the change in guard at the Kenosha Police Department, the previous police chief did retire, and there is a new person, an interim police chief, who seems to be more willing to participate and engage communities in conversation. And I think it has to start with the leadership. In order for things to change and the relationships between the community and the police to change, the leadership has to be willing to have these relationships, these positive relationships with community members. And so I see that as a positive. I hope it continues under the interim police chief, that these kinds of conversations and community events continue. And with the help of KCORP, I think this is going to continue in Kenosha.
In our last just half a minute or so, can you share one hope for your community in, say, 5 years or so, something that'll have improved?
I certainly hope that we will see more diversity in our leadership here in Kenosha, in the political forum, as well as in some of the businesses and in education. That's one of the things that has been pretty stagnant over the 30 years or so that I have lived here, that the leadership is primarily white. And I believe if you diversify the leadership, you're going to get some new and fresh ideas about how to engage community members and make this a better community for everybody.
Adeline, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Adeline Green, leader of the Kenosha Coalition for Dismantling Racism. She joined us today for a conversation about what the group has been working on for decades and since the Jacob Blake shooting just over a year ago, and what work she still thinks still needs to be done on racial justice issues in the community.